Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, in the middle of the night, she heard a little boy and a little girl talking and running up and down the stairs. However, there weren't any children in the house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it sure is. And if you have a story and you would like to share it with us, you can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in. If you want to, realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at Real Ghost Stories Online. Harper, what you up to? How's your day? What's going
on? It's been very, very good. And I just found out that I got a lot of Del Rey tickets.
So just out of the blue, does that have anything to do with one's birthday coming up?
Actually, I have no idea.
So just out of the blue, your dad is like, hey, you want to go see Lana Del Rey?
Actually, it's my mom. Because like, I personally listen to Lana Del Rey all the time. She's my all-time favorite singer. And last time I looked up her, like, concerts and stuff, it was just, like, in a festival in, like, San Francisco. And all of a sudden I found out, like, oh, she's coming here. Okay.
And you not only have tickets, but they're in the pit.
Yes, they're pit tickets. And I'm so, so very excited.
So you'll be right up close. You'll never stop dancing all night. You'll get 100,000 great pictures.
I'm so excited.
But I will recommend this. Take some pictures and then put your phone in your pocket and be in the moment. You know, hear all your favorite songs. There's nothing better than that. So if you need Aunt Carol to go with you, you just let me know.
Actually, I think I have like my step cousins and a couple other friends of mine going along with my sisters.
So what you're really telling me is you don't need Aunt Carol, but that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fine, whatever. So you want to hear a ghost story? We're going to start off with a call today. Here you go.
Fun. I am a twin, basically. So me and my sister, we have seen and heard things throughout our entire lives. My sister, she sees ghosts, and then I have only heard them. So my story is going to be about what I heard. I dated someone a few years back, and he lived in a house in the middle of the woods in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And he didn't tell me, he didn't preface this house with anything. He didn't tell me anything that has gone on. And so the first time that I visited this house, I felt very, very, very scared and very uneasy, and I didn't know why. I've had experiences prior to this experience. So with ghosts, and I just felt it. I felt those chills. I felt like I was scared. Anyways, long story short, we went to bed, and he lived in the basement of the house. And it was about three stories was this house. And then we went to sleep, and in the middle of the night, I woke up, but I didn't know why I woke up. I just woke up. And I started hearing like a little girl and a little boy, and I could hear running up and down the stairs to the basement. I kept hearing this running, and I was immediately paralyzed, frozen in fear. I could not move. I was so scared. I just kept hearing running up and down the stairs, and I was so startled by it. Like I said, I couldn't move. I couldn't even wake him up to be like, oh, I'm freaking out right now. But anyway, so then they ran to the window. They kept running from the window to the bottom of the stairs to the opening of where the room was, because our door was open. And they kept running back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and they were laughing. And I could just hear, and it was definitely clearly a little girl and a little boy. And then I just remember all of a sudden I was just washed over with this feeling of being okay, but I was also washed over with this feeling of like, I don't know, it was just so supernatural. It was like I could feel the universe, which it sounds crazy. I'm not a crazy person, but like it was really, really weird. And so I woke up the next morning. That happened, and immediately I woke up. That's all I can like recall. And I shook him awake, and I was like, I definitely heard a little boy and a little girl last night. I don't know if I'm crazy, but I definitely think this house is haunted. And he literally looks at me, and he goes, give me one second. And I was like, what? And he walks upstairs, and I could hear everything. It was the kind of house where it was so big, you could hear everything. And he literally goes upstairs, and he talks to his mom, and he's like, Marissa saw the boy and the girl. And his mom, her response was, oh, my God, I see them all the time. And I'm like, are you here? No one told me this. And he's like, yeah, my mom, she sees him all the time. He came backstairs and he told me this, or back downstairs and he told me this. And he was like, yeah, she sees him all the time. My grandma died in this house, so we see her too sometimes. It's all good. I don't think ghosts bother me. Like, he's never seen anything. He's like, they never talked to me, so I just never believed it. But if you saw him, yeah, that makes sense. Long story even shorter, a couple weeks later, he texts me with some pictures. And there was, like, this little crevice in his room that was boarded up, and he never paid attention to it. He just kept his stuff in front of it. But he decided one day that he was going to open it up, and it was, like, this crawl space in his room in the basement, which makes no sense why there was – it was on the floor. It wasn't, like, an attic or anything, and it wasn't a basement. It was this little crawl space attached to his wall that – and he opened it up. And I think it was an accident that he opened it up. He's like moving stuff, and then it just opened. And there was all these old paintings, like all these old, old, old paintings and old newspaper articles from like 80 years ago. It was so weird. And he texted me all the pictures, and he was like, look at what I found. And basically it was just a very, very haunted apartment. Or haunted house. Sorry, not apartment. But that's my story. Thanks so much. Bye.
I love that girl because she's telling a ghost story and she sounds so cheery about it. She's like, and yeah, there's all kinds of creepy things.
And there's newspapers and all paintings in the basement.
I know. I just love her. She just has this great attitude. I love it. But isn't that interesting about this story where that kind of reminds me of you and I, we were talking in another episode about how you guys went out of town and you walked into the place and got the feeling, and mm-hmm. I'm saying the feeling with air quotes. And so she did the same thing there. She went into that house and immediately picked up on something. And then it was confirmed. The mom's like, oh, you saw the children.
You saw the children.
So if you did live in a house like that,
live in a house like that. That's the thing.
If you did, would you warn people, like, as they're coming in, like, hey, just in case my house is haunted?
I'd put up, like, signs all over the walls, like, warning,
Ghost may appear.
At any time. You might hear children talking and running around the house.
You also might see a weird clown roaming the halls. His name's Chuckles. He's fine.
Don't worry about him. It's all good. But see, like, that's her boyfriend. And so he's like, well, I don't want to bring her to my house and then scare her right off the bat. Maybe she won't notice anything. So would you be more like that? Like, maybe nothing will happen and everything's fine? Because I guess you could bring some people in who wouldn't pick up on that, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you just are like, I'm not going to say anything. But then this poor girl's laying in bed traumatized, and she even tried to wake him up, and he didn't wake up. Any thoughts on that one?
I do wonder, like, how the kids, like, got there and why they're there, almost.
And they seem happy, which is the weird thing. Because it wasn't like sounds of children crying and being tormented. It was like kids laughing and a little girl and a little boy, and they're chasing each other.
Yeah, but it's almost something that's just like, why are they there?
And does it have anything to do with the newspaper clippings and the old paintings?
And I wonder what's so important about, like, those newspapers specifically.
Yeah, that's a question I had. It makes me wonder, what were the newspaper clippings about?
Yeah, like, I want to see the newspapers.
If you knew what those clippings were about, and maybe who did the paintings, what are those paintings about? Maybe there's some answers to questions in them. Especially if they were hidden away in a safe place. They obviously put them there so nobody would disturb them. And then, I'm going to guess, died and they sat there for years.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, here's another story. It says, I grew up in a small farming community. At the time, my parents found a steal on a foreclosed farmhouse with 30 acres of land, a barn, a camp house, a pond, and a brick house. To set the stage for you, this was the early 90s. The house itself needed a lot of work. It was old and outdated as far as the interior. My parents fell in love with the location and the land and the idea that it would be a great fixer-upper. And that's what they did. They ripped up the ugly lime green carpet and exposed original hardwood flooring. Once the remodel was complete, my bedroom was the original master bedroom of the house, and at the end of the hallway, on one end of the house. We had to walk across the entire house to get to the new addition and my parents' room. I had always had an awkward, unexplainable feeling at night, almost a dread of nightfall. I was about 12 years old at the time, and I would wake up in the middle of the night hearing footsteps going back and forth down the hallway. For some reason, I would always look at my clock, and the time would always be between 1 and 3 a.m. They were quick-paced, back and forth and back and forth. The footsteps would continue to the point I would sit up in my bed, fully awake at this time, and yell, Mom, is that you? No response as the steps continued. Baffled and a little scared, I would get up and walk to my bedroom door, still hearing the footsteps going up and down the hallway. Okay, that would freak me out.
That very much would freak me out.
Don't like it. Could you get up?
I would not be able to get up.
I don't know if
actually.
I could either. I would be like, please stop, please stop, please stop. Let's see. So footsteps up, going up and down the hallway. I would open the door and there would be sudden silence. I would always get a cold chill as I opened the door into the hallway. I would have goosebumps all up and down my arms and feel my hair standing up as I would step into the hallway to see if it was my mother. It would literally feel like something rushed me, was right on top of me. I would jump and scream and run as fast as I could to the opposite end of the house to find both parents fast asleep in their bed, snoring. This would happen at least 2 to 3 times a week. I would be so scared that I would sleep right next to my parents' bed. It got so frequent, they began locking their bedroom door only to find me sleeping on the floor next to their bedroom door. That makes me really sad for this person.
Yeah.
Like, if your kid keeps running into your bedroom night after night, and then you're like, we are so tired of Harper running in here, we're just going to lock the door. and then wake up and you're sleeping outside? Oh, that would break my heart. I would be like, I gotta go sleep in her room or something. I would run to my parents' room every time the footsteps would start and have my mother come to my bed, say a prayer, and hold my hand until I could fall back asleep. Okay, I like that better. I was always embarrassed to tell this story to anyone for fear they wouldn't believe me or think I was crazy. But my best friend would spend the night frequently, and she would wake up and hear the footsteps as well. We would sit up in bed and just listen. One of us would always get up to open the door, then silence. Another strange thing is that my entire childhood, from the time we moved into the house until I was 21, I had the same recurring dream of being in different houses. There would always be a room I could not enter because there was a spirit in that room or a ghost. But every dream I had that had a house in it, the house was haunted. Oddly enough, since I haven't been living in the house, the haunted house dreams stopped, as did the fear and dread of nightfall and that creepy cold feeling of someone always watching me and being right behind me when there was no one around. My older brother has bought the house and is raising his family there, and I've promised not to bring up my experiences to his kids. My brother lived in the house for a couple of years before he left for college, and it wasn't until I was alone in the house at the end that the activity began. So he lived there, but once he moved out, then I guess that's when this stuff started happening. I've heard my niece mention hearing things at night, but my brother would always quickly shush her and tell her she was going to scare her little sister. And always shoot me this look as if saying you better not say anything. I've always been a bit weary of bringing up the subject with the kids who are in high school and college now. I will wrap this up by telling you this is only the beginning to the years of stories I could tell you about. It wasn't until I was about 15 that my mother finally, after years of me hearing the footsteps, told me that the family that owned the house before us, the mother had a massive heart attack and passed away in the hallway. She was dead before the ambulance made it there. I asked her why she didn't tell me this before, and she thought I was too young to know that, and it may scare me or freak me out. As you noticed previously, I mentioned that when I heard footsteps, I would always call for my mother. The footsteps were that of a woman. I will be writing in again soon to tell you even more interesting stories of the farmhouse and my experiences. Thanks so much. I love your show, Rebecca. That's really creepy stuff.
Yeah.
And would you, you know, if your child was young, because it wasn't until she was 15, her mother finally told her, would you tell? Now, you're a different kid. You're smart and you're very mature for your age.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's true. But I don't know, you know, if a kid's 7, 8, 9 years old, I don't know, would that be too much information or would it scare him even more?
I feel like it would scare me even more.
To say, yeah, the footsteps you're hearing, by the way, a woman died in this house, so it might just be her. That's not going to help you sleep.
That's not. It's really not.
So I also get why the brother's like, don't tell my kids. I don't want them to be scared. But now that they're older, you know, especially college aged, you know, maybe it's okay to have a conversation.
Yeah.
So she would think it would be her mother out there. So it definitely sounded like a woman. I don't know.
It's really creepy.
But I do get why once she moved out that the feeling stopped because she wasn't living in a haunted place anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the dream thing. I don't know about a recurring dream. The recurring dream could be because you live in a haunted house.
Yeah.
And it's kind of always on your mind when you go to bed. So it could be just that feeling of being trapped, that feeling of being scared is presenting itself in your dreams. So the dream thing, that kind of makes sense to me. Any other thoughts?
I hope that that woman that died in that house has moved on and found some peace. Because that truly is a tragic way to die.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No.